Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Did you know it is our anniversary month?
How long have we been married?
No, the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did know
the
that,
show's actually. Anniversary. We are turning 6 years old, and to celebrate that,
we're going to first grade.
Close. We're giving a discount on our Patreon. If you join the year-long subscription to the Patreon, you can get 15% off during the month of May. You can find out everything about our Patreon at patreon.com/thecritshow. But all tiers for the month of May are 15% off when you sign up for the annual membership. Is that as exciting as first grade?
You know, now that I'm kind of remembering back to first grade, that's far better than first grade.
The Crit Show contains elements of horror, fantasy violence, and adult language. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
I got an email the other day from Google to my Gmail that said the email address questlifeadventures@gmail.com is going to be shut down if you don't log into it by this particular date. This is the recovery email for Quest Life Adventures, so you're being notified. And I was like, what the fuck is Quest Life Adventures? So I Google it, and I can't find... I found something called... a website called Quest Life. Quest Life, Trial of the Sword. Which sounds fucking radical. Does anybody want to take a guess at what Quest Life Trial of the Sword is?
It's a mercenary site where you hire real assassins.
Is it like a LARP?
Yeah, one more?
I was going to go the opposite way. Is it like things to make your daily chores seem like exciting?
Oh, yeah. How to level up your life.
Yeah.
I wish all of that were true.
Yeah, I wish any of those were true. It's a Jesus thing. It's like a...
That was my second guess.
Yeah, it's like a... for people who are like... I don't remember what the blurb was, but it's like, you know, every man knows that within him is the potential for greatness or something like that. And it's like a realizing your potential through God type thing. Which, clearly, I didn't make.
Sure.
So, well,
inside every man there are two swords.
Go to the hospital. So I like opened a new Gmail tab and I typed in that email address, and I just typed in, like, for a long time I just had a password that I used for everything. I don't do that anymore. Almost nothing uses that old password anymore.
Sure.
But I typed that one in and I got into this email account, and I was like, okay, this is mine. What is this? And I immediately went to sent emails. There are no sent emails. So I never used it to, like, communicate out. I have some emails in from Google and from Weebly, like the website maker website. And I was like, what? Why Weebly? So I follow one of those links in the inbox to Weebly. And it's like, well, you got to, like, you got to set up a Square account, because that's how Weebly works now. Their login integration is with Square. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I set up a Square account. I get into a website.
Oh, my God.
I get into a website that is like questlifeadventures.com. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's not published. There's nothing on it. There's a homepage that's a picture of like a hiker with a backpack standing on top of a mountain. And it says, like, welcome to the Quest Life. Something, you know, like three bullet points about, like, what this is going to accomplish. And you click the enter site button and it just says, there will be stuff here. And I was like, okay, well, that was, I definitely made that, because that's
that
the kind of dumb
like
shit I would say. And I'm like, this had to have been a school project. This had to have been something I had to do for school that I didn't care about. And I've completely, like, 100% purged from my brain. But looking at the header image on this website, on mine, Quest Life Adventures, it's the guy on the mountain with the backpack in front of the sun. And I go back to Quest Life Trial for the Sword, and it's an almost identical image. And mine says, welcome to the Quest Life. And theirs says, welcome to the Quest Life. And I was like, I got my fucking shit copped by this random Christian association of self-inspiration. And I looked, I did like the web lookup, and I was like, okay, I know I registered mine in 2014. I've got the emails when they do theirs. 2017, I fucking got them. they stole my shit. They ripped me off. And so anyway, there's an active pending lawsuit, and I've been urged by my lawyers not to talk about it.
but what did they know?
Well, that leads me into, I was really hoping you weren't going to find this until it was completed, but you're on to me. So, all right, we'll take this to court, man. It's fine.
I love that they must have like thought of the name, found your website, and they were like, oh, somebody else already has it. But like, look at it though.
That image,
image and like that font size and the subheading. Yeah. Let's just do all of that.
And look at how incomplete and clearly forgotten it is. This'll never catch up to us. You were wrong.
When you were describing that photo, I was 100% waiting for you to come to the revelation that it was a photo of Adam. Because that sounds like a pose that he would be found in.
It might be. He's got his back to the camera, so there's no way of knowing.
Or possibly TJ if he got lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't think the posture was sufficiently bewildered.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, it's that time of the year already. It's time for our Crit Show Creations contest because
Yay!
We are coming up on our 6-year anniversary. This is my favorite contest that we do.
Same.
Yeah.
Me too.
So if you are new or have not taken part, the Crit Show Creations Contest is literally just an opportunity for you to show off whatever skill set you've got. Whether you like to throw pots or paint paintings or...
Throw pots as in like crafting them, yeah. Or throw pots as like Link from The Legend of Zelda?
Either. We just want to see your skill set. And... we want to see how you relate it to the show or any show that we have made, anything, any of the content we have done.
Whatever is under the Crit Show umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. So you
including
can.
Including QuestLifeAdventures.com.
If you can complete that site.
Yeah. I imagine that must be the website that Jake had set up to get emails about. Like crimes going on around Indianapolis.
Vigilante alerts.
So it, whatever you make, I know that some folks like to physically send it to us. You can go to our website and get our mailing address there and physically send it to us. Or you can send us a photo of it at the cast at thecritshowpodcast.com. Or you can tag us on Twitter at thecritshow and hit it with the hashtag CritShowCreations. And the deadline for this is going to be Friday, May the 24th.
That's my birthday.
Hey.
Yay!
Give me good birthday presents,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. Like I said, this has been my favorite thing that we have done over the years because we get such different and super cool stuff.
Yeah, we've had like things that have been knitted or somebody made like chocolates and somebody wrote a TTRPG and somebody wrote a script. Yeah. And
somebody wrote a script for a podcast. That, and I actually guess I haven't talked about this on this intro, that's being turned into an audio drama.
Yeah.
In fact, we're having auditions for it right now. If anyone listening is interested, yeah, someone wrote a podcast episode about Anastasia and Lana back in the 90s about like, oh, what was it like when, what was their story when they met? And I liked it so much and I talked to the two writers and we are actually turning it into a 10-episode audio drama that we are casting right now.
Nice.
That's at thecritshowpodcast.com/auditions if you want to look at the characters we're looking for. Anyway, so a ton of super cool stuff. We hope that you take part in it. Send us your crafts. Show us your creativeness.
What's everybody's hope? What's everybody's desired product this
Ooh.
Year? I don't think we've had like a locally microbrewed soda or beer made for us yet. I think one of those would be cool.
You lost me at microbrewed. You regained me at soda. Lost me at beer.
Oh yeah, I won't consume it, but yeah. I want to see it.
I really hope we don't get any homemade dice.
I think you get the impression that the saloon is a honeypot. That is bait trying to get somebody to approach it because it will look like the inhabited structure.
Realizing this, I want to try and reach out telepathically and warn my friends.
As you are maintaining this mental chat line, getting this information out to your squad, I think you notice the sound of a mechanical chick-chick-chick-thwomp until you look up and see a large net flying at you from one of the buildings on the edge of town.
my initial reaction would be to like put my hands up to try and block in between me and this net. But because I'm using my mind to speak to everyone, I think I do the same thing, but mentally. So I want to go weird and try to telekinesis this net to stop before it hits me.
I want to channel some magic at the net that Megan has suspended, some force magic to try to push it away.
As you are poring over the second body that you dropped, you know, looking for clues, trying to figure out if there's anything weird about these figures, out of the corner of your eye, you see a little bit of movement, and you look over as the first body sits back up with this fresh bullet hole right through its head that you know you just made, and blinks over those empty sockets and turns to face you again. Tass, you are in the dust storm, face to face with what sure seemed like a corpse a moment ago that is now sitting up and staring at you with its mostly empty eye sockets.
Oh, that was a headshot. You're supposed to shoot him in the hell. God, what do I do with you? I'm just going to fan the hammer.
Give me a shoot roll. This is certainly going to be opposed.
Yeah.
Take a minus one.
Okay. 11.
You just pump a bunch of rounds into this thing, center mass, and it reels with each one, and it is trying to reach out and get hands on you. But
stop it, stop it, stop it.
Yeah, bullet after bullet just knocks it back more and more. And it again falls seemingly lifeless on its back in the dirt.
Well, I'm not relying on that. And I get back up and work my way through this dust storm towards where I knew Megan was.
Megan, you hear shots from the general vicinity that you knew Tass to be in moments ago. And then you see a silhouette headed your direction through the dust.
I'll grab my bow and arrow and knock one of the arrows and just hold it and wait until this big ear becomes clear.
I'm reloading as I make my way through. And if I see a silhouette, I'm already shouting, avocado, avocado!
I'm already shooting at it.
Yeah, you each see the other resolve as you get close enough in the dust storm to actually make out details.
I'll ride my horse up to Tass and reach an arm out to help him up on the back.
Yep, I hop up.
Oh, I'm so glad you're okay.
Same. Where are the other three?
I don't know. Kim grabbed Rev. He got caught in the net that was going to hit me, and her and Jumbo dragged him off. I think that direction. I don't know. I can't tell with all this fucking sand.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out here, too. I heard a lot of footsteps.
Okay, she headed off towards a building or around the corner of a building, so let's just kind of move through here and try and find something and maybe track them down.
All right, I'll watch our six, and I'm just leveling my guns off to both sides, just trying to peer through the dust storm for anyone coming up.
And I'll just focus on leading my horse through the storm.
Okay. Tass, you say you're watching the six. Are you sitting backwards in the saddle, like back to back with
Megan?
Well,
now I am, yeah.
Okay.
Do a little spin move.
All right. You start to make your way further into town and into the storm. Meanwhile, in a dead end alley, Kim and Rev and Jumbo, you are all sitting on horseback. Rev still pretty much entangled here, but currently safe. The dust storm is buffeting you, but you actually have some protection from the buildings on either side and the fence behind. So it can really only get into you from one direction. So it's not quite as overwhelming in here. What are you all doing?
That's good, because I need to see. I'm going to spend an equipment charge to pull out a large hunting knife. Rev, I beg you not to struggle. And I'm going to try to free Rev and his horse from this net.
I don't think that one will require any roll. You are currently kind of isolated from what's going on. So it just takes a moment for you to sever this net, and it falls loose on the ground at Bojack's feet.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Yeah, whoa, that was weird. I'm not good on a horse, let alone like tied to a horse.
What you were trying to do was really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Where did everyone else go?
I am not sure, actually.
I'm like looking out the alley. Was it like that before? Like, that's really
dusty. Yeah. I imagine it's like we're peeking over the ledge and it's like Rev's head and then Bojack and then mine and then Virgil and then Jumbo.
Yeah, as you are discussing the conditions outside of your alley, you can see figures, silhouettes moving around, not aimlessly. They clearly have a purpose, but they are kind of crossing back and forth, getting closer and further, like they are trying to triangulate your position.
Do we call out?
I'm going to think very loudly. Megan, are you still there?
I don't know if that's still active. Megan, what do you think? Do you think that you've still got the mental chat room up and running, or do you think that would have fallen away at any point?
I would normally say it's still up, but I think since I'm continuing this dust storm kind of in the back of my mind, I only have so many back burner space. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like that's probably what is taking up the majority of my facilities there.
Okay.
I don't hear anything. Kim, do you hear anything?
Like in my head?
Yeah.
Other than this song, I can't get out of there, but no.
Okay. Like, how do you call Megan? Or does she only call you?
No, we can usually call her. It's just kind of like thinking, but like directing it out.
I do that too. And it is indistinguishable to the outside eye from what I just did before, but I tried.
Yeah, I don't think you get any signal.
I don't know. Like, there are people out there, and they're trying to find us, but hopefully Tass and Megan aren't some of those people.
Boy. Yeah, I'm just going to call out from our position in the alley. Megan? Tass?
I'm going to drop to the ground and put my hands on the ground, just waiting to see who comes into the alley.
Okay. Yeah, you see a few of those silhouettes kind of stop, and it seems like they turn in your direction and start moving your way.
Oh, shit.
And as they get closer, you see the forms resolve through the dust. You can make out the details. They're not Tass and Megan.
God!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
I want to channel some magic and do to them what I did to the guy on the train, just blow him up into the air.
All right. On the train, that was weird level 3. That was single target, which, you know, weird level 3 is a creature your own size. 4 is a creature double your size. 5 is a creature the size of a horse. I think we can stick with 4, even though there's 3 of these individuals. I think we can.
Yeah.
We'll play in the middle.
Less mass than a horse between the 3 of them.
Yeah. So, go ahead and go weird at level 4.
Okay. 7.
All right, you blast some force up out of the ground and rocket these 3 individuals skyward. They yelp and scream. 2 of them come down, one on the roof on either side of this alley, and hit and just slide back down onto the ground. The 3rd one just comes back down in the dirt right where he was standing, and he lets out a big oof, but then he starts yelling. We got 3! We got 3 over here in the alley! And you hear various shouts across the road as people are trying to coordinate and head in your direction.
Can I hear that hollering?
Why don't you give me just an awareness roll?
Okay. 10.
Yeah, it is faint, but you are able to make out the call and the direction from which it's coming.
Do I feel like the faintness of it is because of the dust storm or because of, like, are there buildings between us?
Because of the dust storm, you two are more or less on the road right at like the edge of, I would say the edge of town, but like the edge of this main thoroughfare of buildings. So it doesn't sound like there are structures between you. It sounds like they are slightly down the road from you. They're just muffled by all of the noise and the material in the air.
Well, hell, if I have a direction, I'd like to take a shot.
Oh, okay. Give me a shoot roll. I mean, even though you can hear a direction, this is still a blind shot.
Yeah.
It's got to be negative something, and I'm inclined to make it more than negative one. Like, I'm leaning towards a minus two on this.
I mean, I disagree because I like higher numbers. That's all I have, though, to combat that.
Okay, I'm going to go with a minus two then.
Okay.
You're opposed by the dust itself.
Minus two?
Yeah.
10.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
No, please stay. Please stay.
9 plus 3 minus two.
All right. Rev and Kim and Jumbo, you all see this figure who's shouting, blowing up your whole spot right now, and then just gets struck by a bullet and falls to the ground.
Okay, that was definitely Tass.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
The boy, never thought I would say this phrase, riding in the direction that gunshot came from.
Yeah, I follow.
Okay, you all ride out of this alley onto the main street into the ferocity of the dust storm proper.
Tass, it's me, Avocado.
I hear ya.
Yeah, I think you all reconvene in the street near the end of town that Megan was approaching from. But all around you still are the silhouettes and sounds of people trying to find you. And amidst all of this, you still don't know what's going on with whoever's in danger here.
I want to try to reach out telepathically to everyone so I don't have to shout out loud and the people in the storm wouldn't hear me to come up with a plan.
Okay, go ahead and go weird at level 4 again to reestablish the mental link.
10.
Okay, you open up the link.
Are you all okay?
Yeah, we're okay.
All right, let's get to the saloon. I know that's where they want to trap us, but maybe if they're preoccupied trying to figure out a way through this, we can get there and get some answers.
As we start to head that way, I want to use one of my gear charges.
Okay.
I want to pull out a string of firecrackers.
Nice.
And light them and throw them the opposite direction so it sounds like there's gunshots coming from where we are not going.
Nice.
Smart. Really smart. Use a dirty trick. Wrong game.
That's good. I think I'll have you roll a bluff deceive with a plus one.
10.
All right. You light these firecrackers and chuck them in the wrong direction and they start popping off. And you immediately hear all that communication between these silhouettes start driving all of them in that direction. You can see them passing you by in the dust, heading behind you towards the little explosions.
As we're riding to the saloon and it comes into view, can I try to get a vision of the past?
You sure can. As always, you've got kind of three options for these visions. They can be short but vague, they can be short, not vague, or they can be short and detailed.
I'm going to say short but not vague.
Okay, so that will be weird level 5.
Great. Again, my dice have not rolled anything other than a 6 all day today, but luckily that's still an 8.
Ooh.
Okay, you get a vision, and it is, again, in the first person. You are seeing through somebody's eyes, and they seem to be slipping in and out of consciousness as this vision goes on. You see yourself tied up and across the back of a horse being taken somewhere by its rider, and then you're out of consciousness, and then you come back to, and you are being dragged somewhere, and then you slip out, and you come back to, and you are sitting inside of a saloon that you don't recognize, and there are figures talking nearby, and you look around you and you can see to your left another figure who is dressed in the garb of the Iron Striders, who also appears to be captured and in rough shape. And you hear these figures talking about holding the two of you for ransom, and that they don't know if the Iron Striders will come, and they don't know if the Iron Striders will pay, but if not, you'll at least make good Eden. And then you come out of the vision.
Great. I will talk in the mental chat room. Okay, we have two hostages, at least two. Possibly both of them are Iron Striders. They're being held for ransom, and if that doesn't work, then they're gonna get eaten.
Okay, I don't feel as bad about shooting a bunch of those undead guys then.
Nope. Undead guys?
Oh yeah, shot one clean through the head, and he sat right back up.
Cool. I thought we were just dealing with werewolves.
Isn't that how you're supposed to deal with undead persons?
Listen, I don't know how these empty men work, but, like, yeah. I put one clean through his head. He sat back up. I did fill him with holes again, and he laid down long enough for me to get out of there.
So it's like a zombie that doesn't die when you destroyed brain.
But also did die. Because then that's how he's a zombie.
But also intelligent enough to be, like, making plans and holding people for ransom.
I wonder if they're all like that.
I didn't get a good enough look at the other one while I was trying to see what it was. I got attacked by the other one.
What the hell does a zombie want for ransom?
It might be a smattering of both. You said you saw some, like, werewolf tracks, right?
I saw all sorts of tracks, so we don't know who all is in here. Whether it's all empty men or, like, a mixture.
Yeah, well, either way, we gotta get those people out, so let's move.
Are there empty wolfmen?
Oh, come on.
Don't put that in the universe, Rev.
All right. I mean, the time it took to have this conversation was more than the time it took to get from the end of the road to the saloon. Like, I imagine part of this happened while you are dismounting and hitching the horses. And you are standing in front of this worn old building. It has swinging double doors that are being buffeted by the storm. They are swinging back and forth a bit. From the outside, it looks empty and miserable.
I'll hold up both pistols at my side and give them all a nod. And very slowly creak the door and see what I can see.
Okay, you creak the door and look inside of this dimly lit building. So dimly lit that it's hard to tell from outside, especially considering the daylight. But you can tell that there are faint light sources somewhere inside of here. You can see an assortment of tables standing around this room. There is a stairwell on the back wall that you can barely make out. The bar is on your left, and you can just make out the silhouettes of figures sitting at some of those tables deeper inside. And you hear a voice say, "You here to pay a ransom?"
I look over my shoulder at the others. "Yep.
Why don't you come on in? Let's talk about it."
I want to look up and around to see if there's, like, anybody on a like a second floor or anything.
Read a situation.
9.
Okay, well, that'll get you one question.
What's my enemy's true position?
As you poke your head in behind Tass and kind of look up and around, you can see that there is a second floor, like, balcony that leads around the perimeter of this building. It seems like, you know, the rooms are up there. And you can make out figures who seem to be crouching in the darkness, trying to stay out of sight.
Yeah, I think real hard.
Tass, there's people.
I'm way too loud because I don't know how it works. There's people in ambush on the balcony.
Straight up?
Both sides. Shit.
Straight up? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I'm not lying to you.
Can you guys take care of the ones on the balcony while I deal with who's in here?
Yeah, no problem.
Yes, I think so.
All right. And I'm going to holster my guns and think back to them. I'm not so good at convincing these people if I have to get in here close. Kim?
Yeah, trust me. I was not feeling confident about taking out the ambush squad above us. So yeah, I'll come with you.
Cool. And I will open the door and step in with her.
Okay.
I suppose I'll give custody of Jumbo to Megan and Rev.
Your hand is leash off.
Hello, baby.
Tass and Kim, you walk into the saloon. Rev, Megan, Jumbo, what are you doing?
Okay, go with me on this. Mm-hmm. I want to get in through one of the windows in the rooms upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if this is possible, I'd love to, like, try and get up on Jumbo's shoulders on the horse to get as much height as possible.
Damn, this is like some Flying Grayson shit.
I was a cheerleader in 6th grade.
Was the horse?
Blueberry Milk with a name like that? Of course. He was a flyer.
Were you doing many flies in 6th grade?
Yeah. I was the smallest one, so I was the one that got thrown up in the air. 1, 2, down, up. Let's
Hell
go.
Yeah. Basket toss. Let's go.
All right. Blueberry Milk joins your chant.
Down, up.
No! I was like, yeah, he's back to not talking.
Okay, this is going to merit a stealth roll. I think this can be a teamwork if both of you are trying to accomplish the same thing, to sneak around and get up in a window.
Should you go into one and I'll focus on the other, like the other side? Or are you thinking we can take out both sides from up above?
That's up to you. I mean, if I can get up there, I can lower a rope and make it easier for you to get in, and we can kind of tag team them from the same side.
If I stay here, I can try to like blast out the supports underneath the balcony on one side if you want to take care of the other side.
Yeah, that works. That works. Okay. Good idea.
Okay. So not a teamwork, just a straight up stealth on Megan's part.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of crouching down by the batwing doors, like looking underneath.
I think I'm just going to need a discreet stealth roll from each of you then.
Okay. 10.
Okay.
Turning it around.
11.
Nice.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you both. And blueberry milk being so quiet.
And Jumbo being so quiet. All right, Megan, which side of the building are you going to?
I think I'm looking for a window that has the curtains closed. Like one of the rooms where I could get up to the window and then get a peek in there before going in. Just make sure no one's in there.
I think if you take a quick peek at like both sides, you'll find that all the curtains are drawn.
Great. I'll go right and I'll pick the third window.
Okay.
Lucky number 3.
You climb onto Blueberry Milk and sneak this window open and start to make your way inside. On the ground floor, Tass and Kim, as you head inside, your eyes adjust to the darkness a little bit. You are slightly more able to make out the figure who addressed you and the others who are sitting at his table. He is fairly close to the stairs at the back. The one speaking looks like a human. He is middle-aged. He's got almost black hair that's kind of shoulder length and pushed behind his ears. He's wearing a smart black hat, and he's got like a goatee. Overall, he's dressed pretty well, though you can see that it's in a little bit of rough shape, but he's got kind of that like gambler aesthetic going on. The figures sitting with him aren't anywhere near as well composed. Their clothes look like they're more or less in tatters. They look a little bit wild. They kind of look like if he weren't in between them, they'd just be fucking shit up. But he gestures for you to come sit, and he says, "You're not dressed like Iron Striders."
Well, no, it'd be a pretty obvious target if we were.
He kind of shrugs. "Well, come have a drink."
Forgive me, I'm a bit business-minded. I trust that they're alive and in good condition, right?
Of course. You think I'm going to ransom off corpses?
Forgive me, but we would like to see for ourselves.
Yeah, like, seems like there's an awful lot of corpses walking around out here already. We just want to make sure ours are good.
He laughs. "Sure thing. Jack, go fetch him." And the figure sitting to his left stands up and turns and starts heading up the stairs.
Y'all picked a hell of a place to set up. Those empty men outside, are they yours?
I don't know how I feel about disclosing trade secrets to the Iron Striders, but I will accept your compliment. It is a hell of a place. The henchman heads up the stairs and takes a right and then a left, moving down a little stretch of hallway that leads like to the back wall of the building. And you hear a door open up there. And the gentleman sitting at the table says, "Wasn't sure you all would come to collect a couple of your rookies."
"We look after our own."
"Well, I'm sure you can understand that I'm just doing the same."
"Oh, of course."
Rev, while this conversation is going on and you are watching from under the door looking for your opening, why don't you give me just a straight investigate roll?
10.
You're keeping an eye on those figures up on the balcony and switching your attention back and forth, you know, between them and this character talking. And I think you catch just like a micro gesture from him that is otherwise innocuous. You know, he's got a glass of whiskey in his hand and he swills it in a particular way that kind of gets your attention. And as he does, you notice those two figures up on the balconies stand up out of the shadows.
I think I just instinctively let go of some force energy and try to knock the supports out from underneath that.
Okay. Megan, you can hear Tass and Kim talking with this person downstairs as you creep into this dark room through the curtains. You pretty quickly notice that there's actually a significant chunk of the floor missing in here. There's just a hole through to the floor below, which is why their voices are carrying so clearly, because the door is shut to this room. You don't see anybody in here. What little light is entering through the curtains is just highlighting the dust floating in the air. What do you want to do?
There's a big hole in the floor?
There's a big hole in the floor.
Does it look intentional, or does it look like this place isn't in great condition, so some of the floor rotted away, or something fell through here? What seems to be the purpose of this terrible infrastructure?
I think with your engineering expertise,
yeah,
it just looks like the building is old and in shitty condition and part of it started to fall apart.
I want to stick to the walls and try to avoid making this rotten floorboard situation any worse and get over to the doorway, see if I can't get eyes on what's going on out there.
Okay, you creep around the room and creak that door open enough to see. You can't quite spot the conversation happening on the ground floor below you, although you do hear retreating footsteps of somebody on your side moving away from you on the upper floor towards the back wall and entering a room. And then you can see that figure crouched in the darkness off to your left towards the front of the building where Rev indicated.
Ooh, okay. Well, I can hear Kim and Tass negotiating still. So I want to try to silently take out the guy to my left hiding in the shadow. I'm going to pull back to what I did with the guy at the church and try to mentally like overwhelm his kind of psychic mental state and kind of make him feel dizzy and unstable.
Okay. Right as you start to do that, you actually notice both him and the one on the other side starting to come to their feet. And then Rev bursts through the saloon doors below you. So Rev, as you blast force at the posts supporting the balcony on the left, why don't you go weird at just level 2? You're just trying to blast a broken, rotting, inanimate object. And Megan, I'm going to have you go weird at level 3 because you are just trying to functionally cause harm to a creature your own size.
10.
Nice.
8.
Nice.
All right, Rev, you blast the column directly underneath that shadowed figure, and it shatters and the balcony falls, and they hit the ground on the first floor with a pretty nasty crunch sound. Megan, your target grabs their head and starts reeling and retching, and they just start kind of blindly rushing in a direction that happens to be yours, like following the railing and the walls, as if trying to get to somewhere that they will feel more sturdy. Tass and Kim, shit pops off on either side of you.
Oh, it's sticking time!
Shit!
And I'm gonna take a shot at a guy that seems to be in charge here.
Okay, give me a shoot roll. It's going to be opposed. You're gonna take a -2.
Okay. A week for my shoot rolls today. That one is just a flat 10.
All right. He draws quick, but you draw quicker. You put a bullet in him, and he kind of rockets backwards into the chair that he was trying to stand up and out of and actually tips over backwards. But the figure who was sitting to his right also stands and draws a gun. Kim, what do you want to do?
Oh, God. I guess I'll try to shoot that guy.
Okay. Give me a shoot roll.
5.
Oh, no.
I know. I should have stayed in my lane.
Rev just immediately started nodding.
Listen, Megan and I were there a couple episodes ago.
This guy should have just accepted that drink.
The sad thing is that my wealth level is at rich. I was prepared. I was fully prepared to just pay this ransom.
You know, I honestly hadn't even considered that as a possible option.
I was fully ready to pay the ransom.
All right, this other figure fires right at your center mass. Go ahead and roll the harm move, and this will be for lethal harm.
I really hope you roll boxcars, not just because I don't want you to possibly die, but I think it's just so funny every time we've taken like an axe to the chest or something terrible, and it's just like, yeah, you're fine.
It is pretty good.
What's the modifier for this?
It is a revolver, so it'll be a +1.
Okay. Well, this is about as fair as it can be. It's a flat roll for me. 9.
Okay. So on a 7 and 9, you take a wound, describe it, and write it on your character sheet. You cannot act for a moment and take -1 ongoing to body rolls until you are healed.
Describe it? Gunshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Gunshot wound. Like where? And how does it disable you here? You know, it's not permanent, but like you can't act for a moment. Why? What does this shot do to you? Other than hurt real fucking bad.
Just a casual gunshot to the abdomen and I'm knocked off my chair.
Okay. So write that on your character sheet. Note that you will take -1 ongoing to all body rolls, and you will need to be attended to, and you will need some days to fully heal from this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You all see Kim take this shot and fall backwards, and you see on the opposite side of the table this man, the gambler, who Tass blasted, rolling out of the chair and onto all fours and struggling, and you see his body start to shift, and you hear him shout as his voice starts to change mid-sentence. Jack, release the dogs!
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.